We couldn't do Fresh Air from San Francisco without checking in with our language commentator, Jeffrey Nunberg, who lives here. Since we're visiting his city, he has some pointers for us about how to converse with the natives.
Hi, Terry, and welcome to San Francisco, city of fog and nicknames. It's been called Baghdad by the Bay and the city that knows how. That one was bestowed by President Taft in recognition of the miraculous rebuilding after the 1906 quake. Of course, there were some wags who were mindful of the fact that another big one might strike at any time. They took to calling the place the city that waits to die. And the nearby town of Colma, which is mostly cemeteries, is sometimes called the city that waits for the city that waits to die to die. But you can call it whatever you like, the city of love, the big artichoke, the place the sun forgot, or just plain SF. One piece of advice, though, don't call it Frisco, not if you don't want to set the natives to choking on their sourdough bread. Strange that a city should be so disdainful of its nickname. You Philadelphians seem to be happy enough with Philly, and it's hard to imagine Los Angelinos getting shirty about calling the place L.A. And the name Frisco has romance. It conjures up the wide-open days of the 19th century, the age when San Francisco enriched the English language with words like hoodlum, Mickey Finn, and the verb to Shanghai. Frisco, its North Beach and the Barbary Coast, Frank Norris and Dashiell Hammett, Harry Bridges and Lawrence Ferlinghetti. In short, it's the kind of nickname that most chambers of commerce would pay a bundle for. But at some point, the local nabobs decided that Frisco was too undignified and coarse for a modern cosmopolis. And then the local columnist Herb Kane put the final kibosh on the name in 1953 when he wrote a book called Don't Call It Frisco. Kane himself has recanted since then, but the taboo has stuck. It isn't that modern San Franciscans are embarrassed about their past, either real or imagined. This is a town that put up a plaque on the spot near Bush Street where Bridget O'Shaughnessy was supposed to have bumped off Miles Archer. What really keeps San Franciscans from using the word Frisco is just that it's the word that all the tourists use. And San Franciscans have a thing about tourists. It's not just because tourists run so thick on the ground. The real problem is that they're so promiscuous about leaving their hearts here. When I lived in New York, I used to take a satisfaction in hearing people say that New York was a great place to visit, but they wouldn't want to live there. And I'd think, of course you wouldn't. Only a real New Yorker could stand this place. It's a characteristic of all the world's great cities that they're too unbearable for anybody but the natives. Either they're too dirty or too crowded, or the air is unbreathable, or the people are rude or just plain crazy. That's what makes the inhabitants of those places seem like special breeds. But folks come to San Francisco, and they go predictably gaga over the hills and the bay and the bridges and the cable cars and the Victorians. Even the fog can be romantic if you don't have to live through a whole summer of it. And pretty soon they're thinking, gee, I could live here. Anybody could live here. The city is so congenial that its inhabitants come to seem completely unremarkable. The tourists don't regard us the way that tourists regard New Yorkers or Los Angelinos or Parisians, with a mixture of awe and fascination. They treat us with a familiarity that borders on presumption, as if it were their city, too. Not surprisingly, this drives the natives wild. That's probably why we San Franciscans spend so much time talking about what makes us different from everybody else. And, well, there's one difference at least. We don't call it Frisco.